were the light. They didn't associate or fellowship with anything that was not, quote, their light. But what they were doing is they were closing themselves off to the very light of God that stood before them in Jesus Christ. Amen. You see, here's the thing about this whole story. The point for me is the light shines in the darkness. Jesus brings epiphany. He brings the light into the world. He is the light of the world. It shines, and what we do with it is the issue. What we do with it speaks about what's going on inside. It begins with salvation, but it's more about kingdom issues within us. Now remember, and I bring this up again, remember we talked about, John said, change the way you think so you can experience the kingdom. Be born from above, change the way, so you can see the things of God. God is at work in Jesus in our world right now. Amen? Don't allow any system, anything, to not let you see that. Okay? Now, this is my heart as a pastor sharing with you concerns that I see. We sometimes live in a closed room. And God may be saying something to us that we're not hearing because that's what they say. We have got to be careful that we don't close ourselves off to the light of Jesus. Amen. What I desire in my life is I want to do what I want to change the way. I repent every day. I know I've got to change the way I think on some things. I want to see God working. So I want to be focused on what's above so that I can experience the kingdom of God. I can experience the reign of God in this world, in my life. I can see what He's up to. I can see what He's doing. That's what I want with my life more than almost more than my next breath. I don't know if you feel that way or not, but I am getting to that place. I don't care what they say. I want to know what He says. I want to do about it with what He says. I want His light to shine in my life, and I don't want to run from it. I don't want to stifle it. I don't want to silence it. I want to let everybody know that the work He's doing, it's Him doing it, not me. So I want, shine your light on me now. Okay? Amen? My prayer is that that's your prayer and your desire, that that kingdom can be exhibited. You see, here's the truth. The blind man saw, and he not only received his sight, but he saw the work of the kingdom and believed in it. The Pharisees didn't. You remember Jesus says, if you would say you're blind, but what He's basically saying there, if you would acknowledge the fact that you don't know it all, and you could be wrong about some things, and you were genuinely mistaken on this, and you ask and turn your life around, everything's gonna, but if you say, no, 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 I am not going to be that way, you're doing exactly what the Pharisees are doing. And then when you start putting around you those voices that confirm what you think, we might just be putting ourselves in a sealed room. Now, if you're in a sealed room, you're not hearing what God might be saying in the midst of stuff, but you're also not letting your light shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. So the question is, what does it look like to live and to experience and to show the kingdom of God? Have we shown that to the world? Or are we living like the world would live? Okay? See, I could quit right now, but I can't. I have one more thing I have to say. Okay? In my study this week and in my prayer time, I received a question in my mind. And that question is, and it was a troubling question. And I first thought, oh, it's just me. But I really, the more I ponder and pray and think about it, I really think it's the Lord. And here's the question. The question is, can you trust in God's way of doing things, in the way of Jesus, even when all around you it looks like that ain't gonna work? Can you trust in God to do what He said He's going to do in the way of Jesus? That's so important. Or do you think that's not good enough, so you have to do something on your own? Can we trust God? You know, last week I made a comment. I said, you know, I feel like the Lord's laying on my heart a sermon series, but I really don't want to preach it because it's not going to be pleasant. Some of you might not like me anymore. Some of you might think I'm meddling in places I shouldn't be meddling at. But you read the Sermon on the Mount and look at the way the church acts sometimes today, it don't match. Jesus said, turn the other cheek. Jesus said, go the extra mile. Jesus said, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. Jesus said, lay down your life for your friends. Jesus laid down His life for His enemies. Is the Jesus way something that we can trust in and deal with and live and trust God to change the world, even though all around me it looks like that way ain't gonna work? That's the question that I'm faced with in my life. That's the question that I want you to face in your life. Can we trust the way of God when oftentimes the way of the world is so different? Sometimes what we do in the church is we baptize the way of the world and call it God. And that's not God's way. Some of the things that go on, you can't read that in the life of Jesus. Here's the question again. Can we trust God if we live in the way of Jesus and let Him do the work, trusting He'll bring it around, He'll restore things. He'll redeem things. He will save things. Can we trust Him to do that? Or do we need to take that up in our own hands? And if we trust Him to do that, are we able to live in the way of Jesus so that He can magnify the light of our lives and change the world in a way, the only way it's going to be changed? And what is that? What is that? That's my question. I mean, you know, one of the things that Jesus said, turn the other cheek. Now, this is going to be a sermon in this series. But let me briefly let you know where we're going. Jesus said, turn the other cheek. What happens if you don't turn the other cheek? I'm going to pop you one. And you do. They go, oh, we're sorry. We didn't know that we shouldn't hit you. Please forgive us. We will not do that again. Or do they take out a bat and beat you senseless? Generally, as the world is right now, violence begets violence. That is not the way of Jesus. You know what it's the way of Jesus? You don't know. I'm learning so much. You know what? When the Roman guard could come up to you and smack you, but he, by the law of Rome, was not allowed to hit you again unless you instigated something. You know that? And when you turn the other cheek, and you didn't retaliate, and you didn't be violent, when you turned the other cheek, it humiliated the Roman soldier in front of his other people. Jesus has a wisdom. Jesus has a genius. The Father has a way that will change the world. Here's my question. Can we trust it? Or do we impatiently go and do it our own way? Now, I'm sorry if you have been, if you're picking up your shoe to throw it at me, or if you want to throw a hymnal, or you just decided you're not going to talk to me because you know where I'm going. You don't know where I'm going. Oh, I want Jesus. And I want Jesus' words to be a part of our lives. You know what? I'm just going to say this and I'm going to close. Say, right, Jeff, you probably said that a while ago. I wonder if God's waiting to change the world when we begin to act like Jesus wants us to act. You know, we look at the history of the Old Testament. I think there's things God wanted to do, but he couldn't do because the people wouldn't do what he said. And I'm wondering if we're not in the same boat. We have not closed ourselves off to the light of the Scriptures, to the light of Jesus, to the voice of God, to do it his way, and he can say, okay, now I can change that life. Now I can change the world because I got somebody that I can point to that sees the way it ought to be and is living that way. Can we trust God to restore, to redeem, and to change the world by living our lives the Jesus way? My answer has to be yes. But then the question comes is, what is the Jesus way? Anybody want to go on a journey with me? Because that's where we're going in the next few weeks. Amen? Let's pray. Father, I just lift up those who are hearing my voice today. I pray that, Lord, nothing that I've said comes out of anger or frustration, maybe a little confusion with what's going on in our world. But Lord, I pray that we would find the Jesus way. And when that light shines on our lives, that we would rethink things, that we would change the way we're thinking, and we would begin to align ourselves with the way of Jesus. Because he came to manifest exactly who you are and what you want. His life is an example of what you want us to be, so that the light of the world could be shined upon us and we would be lights to the world, so they would see your good works and glorify you. In other words, the world will be changed when we live in the way of Jesus. So, Father, I pray that you would prepare our hearts, that we would be open to what your Spirit would say and do in our lives during this search and this journey. And as a pastor, as a teacher, Father, I ask your guidance for me to take the steps to share what needs to be shared in that way that you desire, so that we can be a picture of the light of the world. Lord, guide us, direct us, help us to be close to you in all that we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen.